while the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Good.
No, he's not good.
Okay, can we say...
He poo-poos on everybody.
Can we say before we go to break, congratulations to our own Isaiah Chavez?
Dude, I couldn't wait. I wanted to do it sometime earlier in the show, but yeah, congratulations, man. Unbelievable. What an achievement. This guy just keeps crushing it. Just keeps on crushing it. Would you like to tell everybody his latest achievement? I mean, the guy is amazing.
Well, he does post a lot on Facebook. And he said, oh, hey, FSU did a thing about me.
Hell yeah, they did.
I checked out the story. It's FSU _CCI, which is some sort of school within Florida State University. And it has CCI Student Spotlight. It's got a picture, a very nice picture of Isaiah up there. And it says...
Behind a microphone here in the Bone Studio.
Correct. On the number 6 mic, I might point out. But it says 6 on the mic.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it says Isaiah Chavez, MSIT student and host on 102.5 The Bone.
Congratulations. I hated to find out that we're getting fired this way, but the guy's a host on a show. I don't know where they're going to wedge him in. It's got to be on this time slot.
It might be, and I will say, job well done. I mean,
good job, dude.
That's pretty good. It says, the caption says, have you tuned into 102.5 The Bone lately? Chances are you may have heard our MSIT student, Isaiah Chavez, on the air. A radio host as well as an IT engineer at Home Shopping Network, Isaiah has quite the resume.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
It is true.
Yeah. I had to leave a comment on his post.
I did see it.
And one of his family members, like, I didn't respond. I don't know who the guy was. It was somebody Chavez.
Yeah.
But all I put on there was host ?
Yeah.
And then somebody in his family goes, relax, Johnny.
Yeah.
And I wanted to respond. I'm not going to relax. That's stolen valor, bud.
It's, you know, is it a harmless crime? Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, he says
I didn't call him a name. I didn't call him. I didn't insult him. I just questioned host.
Right. I get it.
Yeah.
Hey, I get it. And he says, like, I didn't say that. That's what they put. So
that's what he said to me.
We give him the benefit of the doubt.
He DM'd me just to clear the record. He's like, hey, man, I told him I was a board op, which I mean, I can totally believe that they took the words board op and decided to say host on a radio show.
Are you being facetious?
Yes. Yes, I am. Come on, man. I don't care if it makes him feel better and makes him look good at his school. I don't care.
I mean,
I was just busting his balls. I don't care if he did that.
Yeah, I thought it was cool and funny.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny that one of his family was like, "Hey, man, don't call him out. Let him enjoy this."
I mean, this is what I'm talking about. I did the podcast. Because not really about this, but like when people just say stuff and you're like, who care? Like, what do you care? And
it's like, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I know. Like, it's not a big deal, but it's also just wrong. It's not factual.
Yeah.
You know, and like, we just let people do this stuff.
Well, it's like you see like comedians like posting like credits all over their flyers, you know, like as seen on Netflix. Bitch, you were in the audience of another guy's special.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, there's one guy that put on he was on Leno. You literally were in the audience. He said he was on Last Comic Standing. He was standing in line as they were panning through the crowd.
I know exactly what you're talking about, too.
Then I've been on Last Comic Standing because I was also on footage of them panning through the crowd on season one, waiting in line to audition. So if all you got to do, look, you as seen on every Buccaneer home game for 12 seasons in a row, Johnny Bell, I'll just put the Bucks down as a credit because I panned through the crowd. I was a season ticket holder back when I could afford it. I mean, if you're going to do that, I mean, come on. But I wasn't upset at Isaiah. I thought it was funny.
No, I thought it was just funny.
I was just busting his balls. I was like, host, just to see what he'd say. You know, and then his family members are like, hey, relax, buddy.
Are we calling bunk on the fact that he told them board op and they put host?
Look, man, I don't want to call him a liar. You know what I mean? I like Isaiah. He's a good dude.
Okay, because I'm saying nonsense that he said host.
Yeah. Much 100%. Like if there was a point spread for whether that's true or not, it'd be a lot more than 2.5. You know what I'm saying? Because it's hard for – because these people writing the article, they don't know radio jargon.
Right.
So if he's like, yeah, I'm a board op, they're going to go, I'm just going to write down he's a host.
That's a big difference.
That's like saying, you know, I'm a backup wide receiver, and they go, oh, he's the quarterback of the football team.
I mean, because even – like you could have said on-air personality – but to
That's
go
fine.
Host.
Yeah. Look, on it, he is an on-air personality. He talks on air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Sure.
He's helped me out in here when you were gone, and it was fun, and he was good.
He used to be on this show before you were on this show.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Talking all the time. Too much. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying to go with, like, maybe he said on-air personality, and they went with host from that, maybe. But there's a
well, had he said that, I would be like, oh, that's understandable. But he's like, no, I told him board up.
Yeah.
Maybe he did, dude. You know?
Okay.
Maybe they wrote it that way because they just wanted to make it look better.
That's possible. I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't believe him.
Me too.
But I don't, it's not that big of a deal. But
no.
I just thought it was funny. And I thought it was a cool, you know.
It wasn't the same kind of stolen valor as like somebody wearing a military uniform standing on the side of the road.
Certainly
you
not. Know? Certainly
no.
not. But it is it's close. It's in the same arena.
And let's be honest, we're both hosts on this station.
You and Isaiah?
No, you are.
Because I don't think I would call myself I guess I do host a weekly checkup.
You are on Saturday. So, yeah, on Saturdays,
okay.
you are the host of the weekly checkup.
Okay.
100%.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
But even I feel uncomfortable with that. I would say I'm co-host of the